I do this for my culture. Welcome to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM at WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Tonight, folks, we're going to talk about, did you know that there was a minimum marriage age bill that came across the General Assembly and failed for the fourth time? How one delegate is actually trying to raise the age to 18. Can you believe that? Wait till I tell you about this particular bill. Also, Baltimore ranks top 10 for adults living with their parents. We got to talk about that. And it's tax time. Would you rather have a bigger paycheck or a large tax refund? That's the question. Stay riding with me. It's For the Culture on WEAA. I do this for my culture. Welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. We are back up in this piece. And guess what, folks? It is Friday, Dre Day. Tell them what day it is.
Hello, Friday. A long time you just saved me when my life came crumbling down. And I know you're gonna leave me. Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
3, 2.
Just got paid. I done had a hard week. Now it's time to celebrate.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah! It is absolutely Friday, folks, and welcome to For the Culture. Yes, yes, yes! Yes, yes, yes. Wait, time out. You want to do it again? All right, hey, Dre Day, tell them what day it is.
Hello, Friday.
There we go.
I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just saved me when my life came crumbling down.
Hey, you got all these people. Watch out, watch out. Oh, no. Let's go.
Hello, Friday.
Oh, oh, oh. Baltimore flow right here. Let's go, Baltimore. We will celebrate. Woo! Oh my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, real funny, real quick. You ever have somebody that don't have a job talking about they want to celebrate because it's the weekend? Has that ever happened? Has that ever happened to you folks? They don't have no job. They just straight Tommy with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tommy, you ain't got no job. And they be like, man, I'm so happy it's the weekend, dog. You be like, but you didn't even work. Like, what is that about? Man, I don't know what just happened, Dre Day. Alex, I really don't know what just All right, folks, it is officially Friday, and as you can see, we're very excited about it here at WEAA. Let me see something. Apache checked it over on Facebook. He said, was that the WAP? Yes, sir, it was, Apache. It really was the WAP. We were dancing in the studio, sir. So a couple of things outside of the fact that it's being Friday. Can I just say, I want to give a big shout out. This is my personal shout out to a couple of people that made yesterday's broadcast historic and absolutely fantastic. Can we get a shout out to Dean Dwayne Wickham, who is the Dean of the School of Global Journalism and Communication? Yep. We got to give a shout out to the Dean. I want to give a shout out to the station manager, Ms. Mallory Pinkett Pierre. I guess, yeah. I want to give a shout out to my man, 100 Grand, my brother from another mother, my producer, Alex Blanc. I got a couple of brothers right here. My other brother from another mother, my man, Dre Day. None other than our chief engineer, Mr. Mike Nice. Let me tell you guys something. Yes.
Nothing in this world that yep. I like more than yep.
All right. I had to give them a big shout out, man. Yesterday, we had a great opportunity. We sat down with the president of Morgan State University. We talked to Dr. David Wilson himself. We also sat down with the Reverend Al Sharpton last night. Phenomenal conversations that we had, and I was just really, really happy and proud to have such a just a dynamic team to make that broadcast so special. So, folks, again, you know, as much as I like to say, people always say, oh, you have a great show. I always say, no, we have a great show. We do it. This is a team effort. There is no I in team. There is no I in for the culture. There really isn't no I in for the culture, right? F-O-R-T-A. Yeah, there's no I in for the culture. but my team is absolutely fantastic. And so I just wanted to personally and publicly thank them for their work yesterday to make yesterday's broadcast such a magnificent situation. I'm telling you, folks, we have so many great people that work here at WEAA. And these are, folks, these are very, very, these are high-class professionals, very high-class professionals, I'm telling you. And so they did their thing yesterday. So, again, to all of my production team, I want to thank each and every one of you. And, again, Dean Wickham, thank you so much, sir, for helping us to make that opportunity, for making that opportunity happen yesterday. Hopefully, folks, you enjoyed the conversation. I know you didn't get a chance to chime in and do as much of the calls that you wanted to get, but hopefully you had a chance to come on out to hear this Reverend Al Sharpton for the Presidential Distinguished Speaker Series. It was a very, very energetic, diverse, and dynamic conversation that they had. And so, again, we thank you so much for supporting us and for coming on out. Yes. What else it is? What else we got to talk about? I'm just excited, man. I'm just excited. I do have Alex and Dre. I do have what grinds my gears. Something did come up. But I'm not going to get into it today. I'm going to hold this one till next week. Something came up and I was like, let me work through my emotions on this one, because sometimes sometimes, you know, you don't want to speak too soon, speak into a situation. So I'm going to hold my peace until next week. But, you know, something always pop off in Baltimore City that will grind your gears, folks. Something always will jump off. All right, but look, tonight I want to have a conversation about something that personally I did not know even existed. And this is a policy. One of my production assistants, Daryl, check this out. I know he's going to eat this up. He's going to eat this up. I did not know that in the state of Maryland, they had what they call a minimum marriage bill. Let me break this down to you folks. So Delegate Vanessa Atterbury has tried and has failed four times to raise the minimum marriage age in Maryland. Let me tell you it again. She has tried but failed four times. Here we go. Under Maryland state law, folks, I did not know this. Under Maryland state law, 15-year-olds can marry. 15-year-olds can marry in the case of pregnancy or birth of a child if they have parental consent. Did not know that. I absolutely did not know that. And those 16 and 17-year-olds only need parental consent.
Hell to the no, to the no, 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 no. Hell no.
I cannot believe this. So what Delegate Vanessa Atterbury has tried and failed to do, what she has tried and failed to do, was push for her bills to raise the minimum marriage age to 18. But then lawmakers and advocacy groups have hashed the issue out at the State House, and they found that those who fight for the law to stay the same consider teens who marry to be quote-unquote mature minors. I'm not making this up, folks. To those who want the minimum marriage age raised, they're seen as victims of a forced situation. I'm absolutely blown by this. I don't know if anybody knew this. Please, and I want us to have a conversation about this, folks. Because part of me is like, okay, the big question becomes, what is a good age for people to get married? What do you think is a good age for people to get married? Now, if you have a teenager, who's 15 years old, a teenage girl, and she's pregnant, or she has a child, her parents can really say that they can get married to the boy she has to have this. What is a good age for young people to get married even if they are, if a young girl is expecting? Because I did not know that, man. I mean, I'm sorry, I did not know that. I want to also hear, from you, 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Let me just kind of break it down to you. According to the statistics, almost 3,400 teens married in Maryland from 2000 to 2017. So over a 17-year time span, 3,400 teenagers have married, according to the Maryland Health Department. And that number might seem large, but the rate of teen marriage is declining, actually. In 2016, 85 teenagers married. Then 79 teenagers married in 2017. The Department of the Health Department for the state don't have any figures for 2018 yet, but five teens married in Anne Arundel County in 2018, according to marriage records. So far, no teens in the county have married in 2019, according to the clerk of the circuit court. Can you believe that? I'm trying to understand why. You know, this was a very interesting General Assembly session, because I feel like some of the things that it just seemed like they were just on a whole. I'm not trying to laugh at this situation, but I'm trying to understand, because some bills that came out of the General Assembly was very progressive, but then other bills, I'm like, WTH, like, what is this? I'm really trying to understand. We did reach out. We did make an attempt to reach out to Delegate Vanessa Atterbury. She was unavailable. But I at least want to hear from you about this whole situation. About what do you think is a good age that young people should get married? I want to hear from everyone about this, man. I want to hear first-time callers especially. I certainly want to hear from my loyal listeners. But what is a good age to get married? I did not know, folks, an age in Maryland, at 15 years old, if you're pregnant or you have just birthed a child and you have parental consent, your parents can say, jump the broom. It's time to jump the broom. 410-319-8888. Look, I'm going to take a quick pause. When we come back, get your thoughts on this. Also, make sure you post your comments on my Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad. I'm broadcasting live on IG right now. And, of course, you want to make your post on our station Facebook page at WEAA, the voice of the community. Stay riding with me, folks. A whole lot is coming up in this first hour. I would say first 30, first hour, however you want to look at it. But we got a whole lot of conversation to get to as we talk about the minimum marriage age bill has failed again. Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture here on WEAA. All right, folks, peace and welcome back to For the Culture here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me. We're talking about this minimum marriage age bill that Delegate Vanessa Atterbury has tried to push to the age of 18, basically saying that you should not be allowed to get married in the state of Maryland until you're 18. Currently, as it states right and as it stands right now, 15-year-olds can marry in the case of pregnancy or birth of a child if they have parental consent. Excuse me. And those 16 and 17-year-olds only need parental consent. I did not know that. You can get married at 16 years old in Maryland. Oh, my goodness. Imagine. Now, there haven't been a lot of marriages recorded, but it's just one of these laws that's like, man, really? All right, folks, let me hear your thoughts. 410-319-8888, Facebook, Instagram. Let's post the comments. Let's have a great conversation. Who are we going to kick it off with tonight? Who I haven't heard from first? Look, let me tell you this woman. I got this woman on the line. This is like mama. Mama is going to set the tone for this. You can hear her on Gospel Grace, Mama Ernestine Jones. Mama Ernestine!
Hi, how are you, Faraji?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me tell you this.
Yes.
In 1951, my brother was born, okay? My mom was 2 months pregnant. She was 15 years old. My grandmother signed. She got married and stayed married and had all four of us. She was 15, but she was 1 month pregnant with my brother, and that was in 1951.
So are you surprised? It sounds like that particular law, Mama Ernestine, is still in effect in 2019.
Yep.
So, from your vantage point, what is a good age that young people should get married?
I think the great age to get married, providing you find a guy that's worth marrying. Forget I said that.
Come on.
But anyway, I think it should be, I think 21 would be good.
21?
At the bare minimum, 21.
21 at the bare minimum. And yes. Mama Ernestine, you know why you say 21? Is 18 still too young?
I think so. I think 21, hopefully you have finished at least high school or you may be in college, but I think at 21 you may have your head on a little bit more than 18 and know where you're going.
Hopefully. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that
hopefully,
the truth?
Hopefully, yeah. The key word is hopefully.
Hopefully. Lord willing.
Lord willing and the creek goes out.
Mama Ernest, thank you so much. Check it in.
Okay.
Look, she gave us context. 1951, you can marry at the age of 15. We still got laws on the books since 1951, folks. All right, let's go back to the line. Bev from Baltimore. Bev, how are you? This happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Faraji. I'm retired now. I just retired in February, so every day's Friday for me now.
Hey, Bev, you don't even have to rub it in like that, Bev.
I'm sorry, dear. I have to tell you. So listen.
Yeah.
Listen, this bill is antiquated. As Mama just said, this bill is so antiquated, and it goes back to those shotgun weddings when, you know, a girl got pregnant and her father showed up and, you know, held the shotgun to the man's head. But those days have changed. We have different social norms. You can have a baby. Things happen. You can have a baby. But don't get married. You know,
right.
If you go to work, you all can wait. Now, as far as a good time to get married, 25 to 30, Faraji. 25 to 30.
That's the minimum age. That's what you're saying.
You can have the babies. You can have the babies. All work it out. But 25 to 30, because there's something about the brain. It's not fully developed or whatever.
You said
until like 30 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and look back at your 20s. That's when you date all the wrong people. That's what the 20s
Bev,
are for, to make
Bev.
All those mistakes.
Hey, Bev.
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling right now about that comment. You date all the wrong people. You date all the wrong people. Y'all gonna make me call LaDon Black up on this piece, man. I'm telling you. Hey, Bev, you saying something to me now. You saying something.
I know I am. I'm telling you a little bit about myself here.
Yeah, I hear that. No, I hear that. Hey, Bev, I appreciate you. I gotta let you go, but I certainly appreciate
all right, bro.
You. Look, man, we're gonna have to call LaDon on this. We're gonna have to call the love expert, Ms. LaDon Black, at some point. Because I know she got something to say. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Tessa in Baltimore County. Tessa, what's your take on this?
Well, just to give a little context.
Okay.
I'll be 30 this year.
You'll be 30?
I married my husband when I was 16 years old.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Tessa. Hold on. You were 16.
That's correct.
When you married your husband... All right, hold on. I'm wrapping my mind around this right now, Tessa.
When I heard this topic today, I said, he's talking to me.
He's talking to my soul. So you've been married for 14 years.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I just want to give you a little bit more context also.
All right,
now,
go ahead.
You said at the age of 15, you need parental consent and to be pregnant. Just a little bit more context with that. When you are 16, if you're pregnant, you do not need parental consent.
Okay. So you got married here in the state of Maryland.
That's correct.
Okay. So first and foremost, what compelled you to get married? Was it the pregnancy?
No, and you know, that's the worst part, because people assume that when you get married at a young age that you just have to be knocked up, or it's only because of the baby. Because what's funny is, my husband is 2 years older than me. He actually proposed to me when I was 15, and my mother had a fit. She wouldn't let me wear the ring or anything, but he was just absolutely certain that he wanted to be married to me. Now, like I said, he's 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
So when I did get pregnant, he was actually away at boot camp because he had joined the Navy.
Okay.
And unfortunately, with their rules is they're not going to allow just a partner to move with you. You do have to be legally married. And so we did, end up getting married earlier than expected.
Okay.
But honestly, that's what was best for us. So this marriage bill that she liked the minimum age to be 18, I just feel like my business.
So you're saying this is too much government interference, right? Is that what you're saying?
It really is. It's a bit of interference, honestly.
If
you're mature enough to make that decision, then you should be able to do so. But honestly, it's 30 and 40-year-olds out here getting married and getting divorced. And, I feel like I don't know what the harm is. is really what I would
all
have
right.
to ask.
So I got to ask you this, Tessa. I got to ask you, what has been the key to the longevity of your marriage?
Patience. Absolutely patience. Because when we actually just talked about this, because when I look back, we didn't know the gravity of being married. Mm. We didn't understand the sacrifices and the work and the dedication that it would take to stay married. And I think that's just a growing and a learning process with each other. I mean, because nobody is going to be the same person that they were at 21 or 31 or 41. You're going to continue to grow and continue to change. You just have to continue to grow with that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we've been together for this long. We got 4 kids, and, I mean, we're good.
You know what? This is, first and foremost, Tessa, congratulations on staying committed into the relationship.
Thank you.
I think now more than we don't often get that story, mm-hmm. that level of testimony that you just shared about your own personal life. So I'm like admiring you. I want to clap my hands for you. But then I'm like, you know what I mean? What part of heaven did you fall from? Or
no,
I'm trying to figure out like what unnatural part of you, like you're like a unicorn right now to me right now, Tessa. Like you're just like the Loch Ness monster. You're the 8th wonder of the world. Whatever miracle, I'm trying to figure it all out.
I mean, it is definitely, we have been a blessing to each other.
You have been a blessing to each other. Is he standing right next to you?
No, he's actually deployed right now.
He's deployed.
Yeah.
All right, well, give your husband a 14 years of love shout out for me. And tell him to watch my Facebook page so he can hear your love shout out. Go ahead, Tessa.
I am going to tell him because I just started listening to your show after he left. And so I told him, I said, when you come back, you got to listen.
Oh, okay. Don't make me seem like I'm the other guy. I started
That's
connecting with
time.
This guy. You got to wait till he be like, well, who the hell? All right, Tessa, you know what? Real talk, only the best of love and peace and blessings to you and your husband and to your family. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony. Folks, oh, my gosh. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, more about this minimum marriage bill. Man, oh, man. Hit me up, 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Stay riding with me. It's For The Culture here on WEAA.
For my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For The Culture. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host for Raji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. We've been talking about this minimum marriage bill that's happening. Well, that's in effect right now. That was in effect. Delegate Vanessa Atterbury has been trying to get the minimum age of marriage raised to the age of 18. Because currently, as it states right now, folks, and you can be married at 15 years old in the case of pregnancy or birth of a child. 16 and 17 years old only need parental consent. Now, one of our very own Mama Ernestine Jones, you can hear her show 5 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Fantastic woman, always putting it down for the gospel community. She said that her people got married in 1951, and that was the age. So that means that this bill been around for a long time. This law has been around for a long time. Now, Tessa, out of Baltimore County, says she got married at the age of 16. She's 30. I'm telling you, Tessa is like the unicorn right now. The unicorn of Baltimore County is Tessa. I'm telling you, folks, I'm blown away by that. So I want to get back to the phone lines because I'm still like trying to figure this thing all out. All right, let's go to Clarence, Northeast Baltimore. What's your take, Clarence?
Hey, Faraji, don't you think, for one thing, I think this is something that's been around since the days when, you know, the country or was first founded when, you know, out of those days when, you know, the dirty old men were trying to marry anything young in the village. That's what I think that is. It's a remnant of those days, you know, people with certain religious beliefs and that kind of thing. But in 2019, man, don't you think we progressed enough matured enough that we should be doing away with that kind of nonsense? Nobody needs to be married before the age of 18. I mean,
that's what the delegate was trying to do, though, Clarence. And guess what? The lawmaker said no. It just didn't pass, which is interesting to me.
It makes me think that some of those religious communities that, you know, outside of, you know, because we don't go there. We're not, most of us aren't Mormons or what are the Quakers.
Yeah.
It makes me think that some of them still have a lot of hidden political influence for anybody in 2019 not being in support of that delegate's proposal, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Faraji.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, you know, all of your crew there at the station, please do not let Dr. Wilson join the NAAC Board of Governors. We got to keep the one few sane black leaders that we have away from them crazy folks. Thank you.
All right, Clarence. Hey, Clarence, that's already done, man. I can't stop that. I can't stop with Dr. Wilson, the president of Morgan State University, how he wants to make moves. But he got a vision, though. I'm not going to stop any man that's got a vision. So he got a vision for Morgan State University. Let's go back to the phone lines, 410-319-8888. Let's go to Jonathan and Laurel. Jonathan, thank you for your patience. What's your take?
Hey, Faraji, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Doing good. Just a little context. My mother got married in 1944, I believe, at the age of 17. She met my father once he came home from the war. I guess he looked handsome in his uniform, and they stayed married for a little over 61 years, I believe.
Ooh.
So I do think back then it was a different context for people getting married.
It was a different culture.
Yeah, different culture.
It was a different culture.
Secondly, let me also compliment the young lady that was on before that got married at 16. I'm certainly happy for her and her family.
Yep.
But I do think her situation is anecdotal. I don't think that's the norm. And I would not recommend any 16-year-old getting married at all. I got married at 28, but now that I look back, I recommend that if you get married, you should be at least 30 years old, maybe 35.
35.
And I say that because I look at my own situation. That I got married at 28, but by the grace of God, I already bought a house. I finished college, had a job with benefits, what have you. My wife had done the same thing, so we were kind of mature, kind of ready to be married, if you will.
Yes, sir.
So I always recommend getting married at an older age, if 30 or 35 is considered older, because by that time, you've kind of got some things out of the way, if you will. You've kind of finished school, if that's your goal.
Yeah.
You kind of got your career established. You should be on somewhat good financial footing. You may have purchased a home or maybe leasing a place that you can provide your family with some stability. Because I believe that the cornerstone of the black community has got to be the family. And if the family is not strong, the church, the neighborhood, the community will not be strong.
Hey, Jonathan, you are saying it right. You are absolutely right. I think that that's important. And another part about it, and I think you already know what that is, which is the fact that in your 20s and 30s, you want to do all of this other stuff, right? You want to have all of these different experiences and folks, which is understandable. Okay, that's what happened. There's a time that you need to settle down. You can have big dreams, not to say you can't achieve those dreams, but in terms of your personal life, being in a place to be able to commit to one person or commit to a relationship long term.
And I say that because, you know, I went back to grad school while I was married, and we had a child, another one on the way, and it was very difficult to work all day, go to school at night, and then take care of your family.
Yep.
And then we started a business also. And even though by the grace of God we made it through those things, I think it would have been easier had some of those things been out the way.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that those things didn't help to make us grow stronger as a couple. So, you know, you got to kind of consider that, too.
That's absolutely correct. Jonathan, thank you so much for checking in from Laurel. Let me see who. Let me take a couple of my comments from my Facebook page. Folks, you can join us as we're broadcasting live on Facebook right now. Terrence said, you'd all need a WAA house party, house music party somewhere. Terrence, stop playing. You know we don't do house music. We only do hip-hop. Stop playing. but no, real talk. Natalie checked in and said, I think it's best to get married after 30. So I'm hearing a couple of folks. This is interesting. This is very interesting. Who else checked in? My man Apache said that, he said, for Roger, you know I'm all over the state of Maryland and outside of Baltimore. Most of Maryland is country and farmers, as well as significant Amish and Mennonite communities. They marry younger in these rural and religious communities because their communities are tied heavily on traditional gender roles. Some states like California have no age limit if you can wrap your head around that one. Hmm, that's interesting. My man C-Dot checked in on my IG page and said, I mean, your frontal lobe is not developed until 25. I'm with the caller. Mm. Is marriage just about now we're about to go into a different conversation. Is it about the head or is it about the heart or is it about both? Who else we got this? Keys got the keys. The divorce rate too high to have teenagers getting married. That's another consideration. Let's go back to the phone line. Steven out of Severn. Steven, what's your take on it, sir?
I was just going to say that I wonder if Aaliyah felt the same way, you know, about being married at 15 as R. Kelly did.
Mm.
And, you know, like that's really what my mind went to when you said this, is that she was kind of forced into marriage and given to R. Kelly by her parents.
Mm. You know,
kind of like, and I think we've seen a couple instances where people's reputations, their whole lives have been destroyed by their parents giving them off to somebody who's supposedly well off or able to provide for them or bought them.
Yeah.
So I think that's really my first concern with that. And then my second is that, you know, being the military provides you with the things that most of us would get after college. So they give you a VA loan so you could buy a house. You got this steady income, you know what I mean, as long as you're going and doing whatever the U.S. government tells you to do. So that's where you can have a little bit more of economic security and stability is because you have joined the military, and I'm sure that there's going to be other aspects of society where you gain some sense of economic security because marriage is a business, you know what I mean? It's not just about the heart, but it's also about, you know, making a stable life. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, Steven, I appreciate that. So it sounds like it's heart, head, and checkbook.
Oh, definitely.
Heart, head, and checkbook. Here's what I was always taught. And guys, y'all, you know, I mean, you can agree or disagree with this. But I was always taught that if you're going to marry a woman, you don't take her out of a comfortable situation to put her into an uncomfortable situation. That if you marry a woman, that you are able to keep her in at least at the same rate, at the same ability of comfort or better. Because, I mean, seriously, you got to have a plan. The other part about this, there's a huge conversation around this across the country, but it's family planning. And that's one of the key elements that we have lost focus of, I think, personally. I think we've lost focus of within the Black community is family planning. Instead of like, you know, we come out, we produce 3-4 children and not able to financially take care of them because children cost, folks. Children cost. And understanding roles that each person will play. It gets very, very deep and it can be very, very damaging psychologically. I'm going to tell you about what one Annapolis therapist said about the psychological toll of young people getting married in a moment. But I want to go to Andrea in Baltimore. Andrea, thank you for your patience. What's your take, ma'am? Andrea?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First of all, I want to tell you, I'm one of those who got married at 18 in the 70s.
Okay.
It wasn't forced at all. I've been married 43 years.
Wow. Then wait a minute, hold on, Andre. You can't just ride through something that big. 43 years?
Absolutely.
Hey, Dre Day, can we give Andre a round of applause? We got to give her a round of applause. She got Matt. Yeah.
You made
a decision to get married to your husband at
Absolutely.
18 years old.
Absolutely. He was 19, I was 18.
Yes, ma'am.
We got jobs, okay?
Yep.
This was our choice. And we were the babies of the pump. We could have children when we decided to. And we decided to 2 years later, and then after that we had another child 5 years later. There's something really special, and I think your callers are missing the boat because they only hear about the bad marriages. Because, and to be honest, the ones that last a long time, we just don't make a lot of new ones.
Mm.
But there's something that's very special about maturing together.
Mm.
Even when you have differences of opinion, I understand what you went through to make that opinion. I understand what you went through, what caused you to feel a certain way. Because the young lady before was right. You are not the person at 20, 30, 50, and now we're 60 years old.
Yeah.
We're not the people we are then, but we understand the person you are because we saw and we experienced and we supported each other in each phase. I don't understand. I think 18 is fine.
18 is fine.
I see 30-year-olds who get married and all their wisdom and all their money, and I cannot understand the commitment that it comes with change.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
An 18-year-old that has to go out and work, and in my situation, I lived in East Baltimore. He did take me to a better situation. He took me to one six-bedroom studio apartment. I'm not going to lose my sister no more, okay? I mean, everybody.
That's a good man. That's a good man, yeah.
He took me to the studio apartment. I was happy as I could be.
He's like, I'm keeping him. I got me a good one.
I have to share with one person, okay?
I hear that. Andrea, I thank you for checking in. And I think that your story, like Tessa, is so inspiring. And I want those, and I want to hear more of these stories because, again, we don't often talk about those who have been married very young, but then at the same time who have had very long-lasting marriages. I think marriages, especially now, and me and my team were just talking about this off-air, it's become too commercialized. It's become big business to have these big, big, huge weddings. And, you know, I mean, I get it. It's the greatest day. But, I mean, you ever gone to somebody's wedding and then a couple of years later, they not even in, you know, it's just divorce.
Look, I got married at my mama's house. Okay?
You got your
where everybody bought chicken, okay? That's where we got married, okay?
Okay, all right. And look, that chicken must have been good because it's 43 years later.
There you go.
Andrea, thank you for checking in. I appreciate you. Let's go to, who we got? Anitra. Anitra, yes, from Baltimore. New caller, thank you for checking in, Anitra. What's your take on this?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I had to call. I'm great. Listen, so background about myself.
Yep.
I was married at age 18.
Oh my gosh, another 18-year-old. Okay.
My husband was 21 the day we got married.
So your anniversary and his birthday on the same day.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So imagine having to juggle that, learn how to be married, and all of that. It was just a lot. This is the hottest topic. I'm so glad you guys are having it.
Thank you.
But it's just so much.
First and foremost, how long have you been married?
So this October will be 25 years.
Get out of here. 25 years. Hey, Dre Day, 25-year marriage. Yep. Let's give him a round of applause because, I mean, let me tell you something. Woo! All right, Anitra, so share that wisdom.
So basically, you know, it's a lot, you know, to say about this.
Yeah.
The fact that we had to learn how to be married.
Yeah.
We had to learn how to depend on each other. We were actually married for 5 years before we actually had kids. I don't even know where to begin, is so much to say.
Let me just help you kind of just very quickly. You say you were married for 5 years before children. Was that by design? Correct. Was that a conscious decision that you and your husband made?
I think it just happened that way.
Okay.
I think we were just careful to know, you know, and realize that we needed to learn how to be. We need to learn how to be just with us, and then we need to learn how to depend on each other before we brought anybody else into the mix.
No, you're absolutely right. So what would be a good age? Would you still say 18-year-old? Looking at the 18-year-old of 2019, would an 18-year-old of 2019 be ready for marriage, for that type of commitment?
And that's hard to say, because when I got married at 94. Most thought that I was too young to get married at 18. Mm. So I think it really depends. But let me be clear. We have two children of our own, 18 and 19. They're both in college. They're doing great. We're blessed. But if one of them came to me and said, "Hey, Ma, I want to get married," I couldn't do it. Nope,
you couldn't
not
do
at
it.
All. Nope.
So
nope.
how? Well, but some people would say, "Well, isn't that kind of quote unquote hypocritical?"
Not necessarily, because I want you to learn from me. I want you to. Learn from, not necessarily learn from my experiences, but just listen to what I'm saying, that it's not easy. I want you to experience things that I did not. I didn't have that option of dating and so forth. I've never had another boyfriend serious before my husband. So I would want my kids to not necessarily experiment, but learn who they are before they actually get into a committed relationship expected to be until death do you part.
That's good teaching right there. Anitra, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. Congratulations to you and your husband, and may y'all continue to have a blessed marriage. That is fantastic. Let's go to Lisa Arbutus, another first-time caller. Lisa, what's your take on this? Thank you for checking in.
Good afternoon, Faraji.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Well, to me, that law is based on old historical patriarchal thinking.
Yep.
Marriage historically, it was actually an economic contract, and it was a safety mechanism for women, providing them homes and security, and you would have the backing of laws to help protect the wife and children.
Mm-hmm.
In modern times, the concept of love comes in, which is really like a Western thing.
Mm.
You fall in love, you get married, you live happily ever after with beautiful children in the house and garage and all that.
Right.
My husband is ex-military, and we both work for the federal government, so we've been blessed to be able to live overseas in different countries.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've lived personally in Europe, in England. They're very much the same vein as America, with having big weddings and whatnot. In fact, it's even worse. But we also lived in Thailand, and the culture's totally different.
Sure.
How they view weddings and marriages. Their view of it is it's a contract between families. And the marriages, it's very serious, and they do have younger people marrying. I would say that people tend to be younger when they marry there.
Sure.
But the marriages seem to stay because they have the support of the community, the family, and the religious institution.
So Lisa, what would you say is a good age?
It depends on a lot of factors. Yeah. Like I said, depends where you live at in the world. In the United States, our culture is very materialistic. Everything's focused on money, trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know, it depends on how you were raised. I got married at 25. I'm 53 now, so I got married in the early 90s.
Sure.
And compared to my friends, all of them got married for 21. By the time I got married, half of them were divorced with kids. And right now, I don't know of any of them that are still married or with their first spouse.
Wow.
So with me, I thought I got married late. But I knew in my mind, deep down, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
And I also knew I needed an education. It was things I wanted out of life. I need to have a good paying job. So I went that route.
Right. No, that's a good route to take. But I like the fact that you got to, I mean, because I think a lot of time, and Lisa, I appreciate you for checking in from Arbutus, being one of our great first-time callers. Hopefully, Lisa, this won't be the last time we hear from you. But one of the things that I know that people tend to do is kind of jump in. We use the terminology of fall in love, like we lose control, like we don't have, and I get that. I mean, feelings emotionally, yes. You might be feeling like, oh my gosh, this person. But once you get into marriage, and I'm hearing some of you already mention this, that it is a it's like building a business. Anthony checked in on my Facebook page and said, hey, look, my wife and I, 20 years for Raji. It's love, but more importantly, it's a business-building relationship and a future-building process. I like that, Anthony. Business-building relationship and a future-building process. So when we're talking about teenagers getting into that mental space, considering all of the propaganda, considering the culture that we're currently living in now, is that the space that you think that teenagers are able to be in a mature way? Let me tell you, folks, according to the reports and according to this particular law, those who fight for the law to stay the same consider teens who marry to be quote-unquote mature minors. Mature minors. When we get back, I got to take my break. But when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. So Michael, Dwayne, Jesse, Phyllis, and Troy, don't hop off. We got a couple of lines open. 410-319-8888. When we come back, I want to share with you what one Annapolis therapist and marriage counselor has said about the psychological toll of teenagers marrying. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, I want to continue to take your comments, to hear your thoughts about this. Continue to post on my Facebook page, continue to post on my IG page, and certainly continue to give us a call. Stay riding with us, folks. We've got a whole lot.